Hearken now to the promise of God from Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. And thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel. The Lord our God replenish you with his grace and grant that you may long live together in all godliness and holiness. Amen. Let us now try to pray. Gracious and almighty Lord, O wilt thou grant that we may lay this bridegroom and the bride before thy countenance in this service one more time. Thou hast bound them together. Lord, also help them together. Strengthen them. Give them to bow their knees together. Give them, Lord, that they may receive that portion, the help of the God of Jacob, and to have thee as their hope, as their God, as their refuge, and trust in him alone. Lord, what a wonder that would be. Oh, that it may be also in the hearts of young and old, great and small, the truth, as it is in Christ Jesus, is the only thing that can make us truly happy. Lord, remember then, in the rest of this day, and that thou wouldest keep from danger, from harm, from sin, and give yet a suitable gladness, and above all, that there may be here and there yet a few words spoken that are edifying for the soul, that are a blessing for one another, and that is to the praise of thy blessed name. So David exhorted, praise ye the Lord. Lord, may that now also be done in this day. We ask it in the pardoning of our sins, in the acknowledgement that thou hast helped once more. Lord, thou art good, and thou doest good. Teach us then thy statutes, for Jesus' sake. Amen.